God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We continue our sermon series on prayer, especially as prayer as intercessors. Picking up the concept, when a branch is connected to a vine, the branch provides strength so that the vine may produce, so that the branch may produce good fruit. The vine works through the branch. The branch that doesn't want the vine has no life. You are the branch, and Christ works through you. Tonight we learn that God seeks intercessors so that he will work through you to others. God does indeed seek intercessors, and there's a reason why. There's a world with its perishing millions, with intercession as its only hope. How much of love and work is comparatively done in vain, all because there is little intercession? Millions living as if they had never been the Son of God to die on the cross, to give them life. Millions each year passing into outer darkness without hope. Millions bearing the Christian name, and a great majority living in utter ignorance and indifference. Millions feeling feeble or sickly Christians, thousands of wearied workers who could be blessed by intercession, could help themselves to become mighty in intercession. Churches and missions sacrificing life and labor, often with little result, for a lack of intercession. There are souls out there, each one worth more than worlds, worth nothing less than the price paid for them in our Savior Jesus Christ's own blood, within reach of the power that can be won by intercession. We surely have no concept of the magnitude of the work done by God's intercessions. Because if we did, if we had truly a good understanding of what it meant to be intercessors, to be connected to God and praying for other people, we would be talking to God constantly, saying, "Lord, continue to bestow this gift to us." We surely have no concept of the magnitude of the work to be done by God's intercessors. For who can soften the heart? We can't even soften our own heart. Only Christ can and does soften the heart. So with all those who are perishing, we invoke the only medicine for healing that is possible. And so we go to Christ in prayer, and we become intercessors. God does indeed seek intercessors. There is a God of glory to meet all these needs. And we are told by Scripture that he delights in mercy, and he waits to be gracious, and he longs to pour out his blessings, that he loves so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that this is the measure of love that each moment seems to hover over every human being. But yet, does it seem, with millions perishing, that he does not help? And there they perish. And it's almost as if God does not move. If he does love and long to bless, there must be some reason that he's holding back. There is a reason. Scripture reminds us it is because of unbelief. Not just theirs, but also ours. It is this faithlessness of God's people, the lack of intercession for other people, is the chief cause of the lack of blessing. Oh, that we would turn our eye and heart from everything else and fix it upon God who hears prayer. How our whole life and heart would become a huge intercession for other people. God does indeed seek intercessors. However, within us, there's often a false humility that must be avoided. Our sinful nature would say, how can my simple, feeble prayer make such a difference in somebody's conversion? Only if the sinful nature knew. It would never apologize for feebleness, because it is in our weakness that Christ is glorified. For through faith sees that humanity is created in God's image and likeness to God's representatives in this world to have dominion over it. Faith sees man redeemed and lifted into union with Christ, abiding in Him, identified with Him, and clothed with His power and intercession. Faith sees the Holy Spirit dwelling and praying in the heart, making our signs, intercessions according to God. Faith sees the intercession of the saints to be part of the life of the Holy Trinity. The believer is God's child, asking of the Father, in the Son, through the Spirit. Faith sees something of the divine fitness and beauty of this scheme of salvation through intercession, which now awakens the soul to a consciousness of a wonderful destiny, which clothes itself with strength for the blessed self-sacrifice it's called to. Yes, God does indeed seek you and me and all Christians as intercessors. Intercessors to pray for those in need. Intercessors to pray for those people, especially for the work of the Holy Spirit to come upon them. God does indeed seek intercessors. When He called His people of Israel out of Egypt, He separated a particular group of the people and called them to be priests, to draw nigh to Him and stand before Him and to bless the people in His name. And from time to time, He sought and found and honored intercessors for whose sake He spared and blessed His own people. And so God used this priestly tribe for service on behalf of all the people of Israel. And should we not also set up people whose task it is to pray all day long for the people of God? And when our Lord left the earth and said to His inner circle of disciples that He gathered around Him, He said, I chose you and appointed you that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, He may give it to you. These words are repeated many times. These wonderful words. Whatsoever in my name, it shall be done. In them, Christ places the powers of the heavenly world at their disposal, not for their own selfish use, but in the interest of God's kingdom. And they wonderfully used this power. And since that time, through the ages, these men have had their successors, men who have also used prayer and intercession. And we may praise God for that in our days too. For we are learning that in all work for souls, intercession must first take place. God does indeed seek intercessors. Though God had appointed several servants in Israel, watchmen set by Himself to cry to Him day and night to give God no rest, He often had to wonder and complain why there wasn't more intercessors. And at certain times, it seemed like no one was coming to him in intercessors, as an intercessor. None to stir himself up to take hold of his strength. And he still waits and wonders in our day why there are not more intercessors. Do we not bear the name of Christ? Do we not believe he has power to change lives? Power to convert? Why are we not praying for that? Yes, he still waits and wonders in our day. Why his children do not give themselves to this highest and holiest work, that many of them who do so do not do it all the time. He wonders to find Christians very often complaining that their duties just don't allow them the time to pray, to be that intercessors. Even though at the same time they say as Christians, our highest goal is to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to belong to him. He wonders to find the multitudes who have learned that it is their duty and seek to obey it, but very often confess that they know very little of taking hold upon God and prevailing with him. God does indeed seek intercessors. He will not, he cannot, take the work out of the hands of his church. He uses people like you and me and all believers throughout the world as his tools and instruments. But when the tool says to the master, I don't want to be used, what does the master do? Grab another tool? He challenges us. He sends servants out and calls them. He gives to us people definite objects for us to pray for. How many of us really don't know anyone who is not a believer? When was the last time we prayed for them? He encourages us to take a definite time for prayer. If it were only 10 minutes every day, 10 minutes doesn't seem like much until you spend it in prayer. Yes, that does show the condition of our heart. But that's okay. He helps us to understand the boldness that we need to seek and to use with God. We need to expect and to look out for the answers. Because our sinful human nature would very often like to say, but God doesn't seem to hear my prayer. He hears. And he answers. But here's the question. Are we always looking for him to answer? Yes, God does indeed seek intercessors. And we need to expect and to look out for the answers when we come to him in prayer. Everyone who is a master of their own time and can pray as an intercessor in one essence is like the angels, free to go before the throne of Almighty God in prayer, seeking blessings for others, for the kingdom of God. Isn't this the role of an angel? Yes, God does indeed seek intercessors. Intercessors like you and me, and all who belong to Christ, all who bear his name, to be bold in their prayers for others, especially in the softening of hearts, and for the Holy Spirit to work his conversion in them. We are branches, grafted via baptism into his name, into the vine, to produce much fruit. You are alive in Christ because you are connected to him. And Christ calls you to be an intercessor. to have concern and to pray for those who do not believe in Jesus, for those who are not connected to Christ. He does the work. He just uses you as tools and instruments to do that work. May God continue to bless us and give you the peace that comes from Christ, so that you can put away other things and keep your hearts and your minds focused on His kingdom, to His glory, now and forever. Amen. Now the peace of Christ be with you always, empowering you to be intercessors in His name. Amen.